How do you do? Good to see you. We're plugged in, aren't we?
I think so. There we go. Somebody always has my little recording thing up there, so I can't go ahead and be on the air. Everybody sabotages me in this place.
You know something?
It is tough, isn't it?
Anytime you want some condescending support,
it's great.
Just call me.
I will call you. It'll be good. We'll have it there for you.
Hey, look.
I think they do it on purpose. They just throw one little switch off, so I don't hear anything. We're not broadcasting, and then I hear you, and that's because you are the Sultan of Safeties, the All-Pro defensive end. Love you, Fred Dreyer.
Good segue, buddy.
Good to have you on the show. You and I were out and about shooting a TV commercial this week.
Yeah, we're out at the giant RV, Southern California RV shows coming up, and I am one of the key participants in letting people know that fact is happening.
That's good, and that is a big show. Someone, while you were shooting the commercial, they said they're going to have their own power station to light up all these RVs and stuff, and you're going to be out there in Southern California in the Los Angeles area, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be out there, and we're going to take a peek at everybody and wish everybody a good RV weekend. I'm glad to be hooked up with these folks. They're good folks.
We got lots of stuff to talk about in the world of sports after we take our first break. But Vin Scully's retirement from broadcasting 67 years.
And I
years.
Never knew, I swear to you, I never knew that we, the fans, were the wings beneath the what is it?
The wind beneath the wind. Your wings.
He was
his
singing,
wings.
Yeah, he sang the wind.
Vinny
beneath,
sang?
Yes, he sang. Yeah.
They had last week, it was wonderful. They had some festivities on the field. They had a press conference with Vin. It's just, I'm telling you, it was amazing. And it was a Vin Scully weekend. And then he's coming up here. This is the final game.
He's got three games left.
With the San Francisco Giants here over this weekend. So that's it. Then he's going to hang him up and relax. He deserves to retire and kind of take it easy.
What's he going to do, do you think?
Take his shoes off, set a spell, read a good book. Sounds like something Vin would do.
Mm-hmm.
We'll continue straight ahead. It is the Sports Show with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 57cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 57cash.com and you can have $500 to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 57cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 57cash.com. Type www.57cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows that by the foot, there's no better ride than an old station wagon. Room for six people facing forward, two people facing backward, and a whole lot of luggage, lumber, and bicycles haphazardly strapped to the roof. If you can parallel park that beast, you can park anything. And with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your land ship running longer, stronger. It's not obsolete. It's a rare treasure. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through October 1st, earn 1,000 Plenty points when you spend $30 on select P&G products. See RiteAid.com and circular for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In-store only.
Welcome back to the Sports Show, coming to you from CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports USA, Sports Byline, the big weekend edition. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the superstar, and the star of the big RV show coming up in Southern California, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know, I watched the swan song, literally. Swan song of Vin Scully.
Yeah, it's sad. And, you see your childhood flash before your eyes.
And
don't you?
Well, yeah, it is. But you know, it's all a part of life. And 67 years of calling Dodger games, and he's the greatest. We all know him, love him very much. But I commented to several people.
Yes.
And I got responses in the affirmative.
What'd you comment?
My comment was, I thought it was very awkward that he would sing a song to the audience.
Well, you had a problem with this. Now, let me set the stage for those that were around the country, because they had the big Vin Scully weekend last weekend. And what happened was, Friday night, they had festivities on the field. They had the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti. They had Mark Walter, the president, the chairman of the Dodgers. They had Jaime Jarrín, Hall of Fame broadcaster, Spanish broadcaster for the Dodgers. They had the commissioner of baseball. They had Sandy Koufax, Clayton Kershaw. They had Kevin Costner was there, and Charlie Steiner, who said when people would sit down, he'd go, "Nothing in three," and they'd sit down. Now, Charlie did a good job hosting it, and Vin and his lovely wife Sandy were there, and it was just quite a spectacular tribute. And Kevin Costner read a great speech and calling Vin the a poet, and it was just wonderful. That was Friday. Then Saturday,
that was all fine for me.
They had Vin Scully Day, and there was or Vin Scully Night, and so Vin was there, and he sang "Take Me Out to the Ball Game" to the crowds. It was pre-recorded and everything. And then Sunday, his last game at Dodger Stadium, and when the game was over and the Dodgers happened to clinch the pennant,
the fourth pennant
in 4 years, four in a row for him. And instead of going in the dugout right away, they all went out in the field so the crowd could see them all cheering and everything. And one of the broadcasters went up to Dave Roberts, the manager, and then Doc said, this is for you, Vinny. And he looked up in the broadcast stand, and Vinny was up there, and he kind of looked down, and he had a microphone in his hand, not quite sure. And then he went into the microphone, and he thanked everybody from the broadcast booth for 67 marvelous years. He thanked the crowd. It really was all about for them. It was right from the heart, heartfelt.
Right.
And that was wonderful.
Yeah, then what happened?
And then he said that he thanked them all, and he was sorry that he wasn't going to be doing any more games.
That's right. Then what happened?
And he still had the microphone, and his lovely wife, Sandy, was standing there next to him.
Right. Then what happened?
Then he mentioned that there was a song that he used to sing to his wife, Sandy, all the time.
Mm-hmm. And would that song be "You Are the Wind Beneath My Wings"?
Yes, it was "The Wind Beneath My Wings." And
the Bette Midler song.
And everybody was there, and he said, "I would like to sing it for you now. Is that okay?"
Now, go ahead.
That's what he said.
Yes,
you
I know.
Pick up the story from there.
Well, here's my
because
take on it.
You had a problem with this.
Well,
I
here's
did,
my take on it.
Ahead.
I'm going to just
ahead.
Let you have it,
I
folks.
I love you, Vinny. This is Fred.
Well, wait a minute. Don't.
Fred loves you too.
No, wait
okay.
a minute. Don't preface it because
I'm sorry.
Because it's a pejorative for
okay,
you to now.
Okay, I'll take it back.
Say, you know, I love you, Vinny. Fred doesn't.
Overruled.
Now, so here's the deal.
Thank you, Perry Mason.
You know, for as long as we have known Vince. Vinny, you call him Vinny, don't you?
Yeah, I call him Vin.
All right, I call him Vin. So as long as we have known Vin, how humble he is and how deflective he is for all the attention to be poured upon him under any circumstances, no matter what it is.
Right.
You say, Vinny, you're the best. He goes, oh, please, no. It seems so awkward to me to have him suddenly, after 67 years and after all of this hoopla from opening day to his last Dodger broadcast.
Right.
It seems so awkward to me and therefore hilarious to have him cap off such a tribute where the team is below him, drenched in champagne, waving their caps up at him.
They were all excited. They won the pennant.
Of course.
Yeah.
No, they won the division.
The division, yes, right, the division. Part.
Okay, so far you've got three things wrong.
Okay, sorry, let's go ahead. Overruled, okay.
Okay, so now they're all waving and said, Vinny, this one's for you, we love you. And he taps his heart and he says, thank you so very much. And there's a beat. And then the next thing you know, he's got not only a song ready.
Yeah.
He's got a microphone. This thing has been planned out.
Well, it was pre-recorded. The song was, he didn't sing it live.
But that doesn't make any difference. Okay. Of course he didn't sing it live. He had it pre-recorded.
Yes.
It was pre-recorded a long time ago.
Beautifully
he
done.
He decided to say, well, you know, since we're at it, and I'm standing up there in front of everybody like the Pope.
Right.
You know, I'm gesticulating to the people down below me as if they're my family, which they are.
They are, yeah.
They're a family. And all of a sudden, out comes, a drum roll, and he
there was no drum roll,
and he starts singing, "You are the wind beneath my wings."
Well, the music started first. The organ got.
That's right. It was an entree.
Yeah,
it was an introduction. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Gee, what is this?" And he says, "It's a song that I've always loved, and I'm going to sing it for you right now."
And he did.
And he sure did.
And he stood there and looked at the crowd with his wife next to him.
That's correct. But it seemed as awkward as anything for him, out of character, to suddenly cap his moment, not with just a thank you, God bless you, like he always has done, but to end it with a song. And I made the comment to some of the friends I was with. I said, gee, all it's missing now is a top hat and cane. And honestly, it was like the monster out of Frankenstein doing a tap dance. It was hilarious to me.
We are not all as clever, maybe, as you are when you played your final game.
And what does that have to do with anything?
I just want to know how you ended your career.
I'll tell you how I ended it.
Yes, I want to set it up.
I'll tell you how I ended
it. Yes, when you had your
went in to see Ray Malabasi and what's his Fat Jack, his helper.
Helper named Fat Jack?
Yeah, okay. Fat Jack, and they fired me.
Wait a minute.
They said, you're fired, we don't need you anymore.
So you went in to say so long to them at the end of the season?
No, they called me in to fire me.
Yeah.
And said, we're going to put you on waivers.
Right, I remember you telling that story.
Yeah, we're going to put you on waivers.
And so then,
anyway,
did you say so long to the press and everything?
Yes, I sure did.
I think you said, I'm out of here.
Yeah, on the way out. I said a lot of things. But the point was... I said, it's over, right? I'm out. See you later. You'll see my attorney because you can't fire me. Look at my contract. That's the way it was. So I got my stuff, put it in my van, and I drove and was singing such a beautiful song.
So you were singing as well?
I was not singing The Wind Beneath My Wings, but I was singing Hi Ho as I drove up the Santa Ana Freeway to my attorney's office in Westwood. And I said, I'm here, baby. It's time to get on with life.
I didn't see it live at first because I had to watch the replay. I was doing something on Sunday. When I heard about this, I believe through you, when you reported this to me, I thought it was maybe a little strange, but then I thought that he was singing live. It was on a recording that he had done. And I think after seeing it, I think especially for those that have women and stuff, they were sort of batting their eyes and everything
that. They were just sobbing. Everybody was sobbing.
Yes, they were. It was kind of The Wind Beneath My Wings to me is a wonderful song, and it's also a sad song. But it's a nice tribute from Vin because he said it was all about doing this for the fans. And
yes.
I just think if you've done something for 67 years...
Well, you can do anything you want.
Exactly.
But my point is, it's so out of character and bad timing at the time to do that.
Because we've never heard Vin sing before. Harry Carey used to take me out to the ball.
He's a guy who's so humble that just, you know, refuses to be celebrated. And, oh, by the way, on the way out, I got a song for you.
I will say this. Saturday night when I was at the game, I thought it was strange that they said he was going to sing, and maybe he's done this at other games before, but I thought that was out of character for him. However, when he sang and when he did do Wind Beneath My Wings, I was quite impressed with his vocal prowess, and I think maybe we could get a cane and a top hat and maybe get a show together.
We could go on the road with that.
I think he's got a very good voice, not only for announcing, but for singing.
Well, he could have a second career.
So anyway, farewell to our buddy Vin Scully. We love him.
Yeah.
And he's got his final games coming up this weekend. Oddly enough, he was a Giants fan. He's going to finish his career calling the Dodger-Giant game. That should be interesting.
When you really want Italian food, really good Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Why? Well, here's a couple of reasons. Value. You get a lot for your money along with a load of deliciousness. You're not eating corporate food. Columbo's is family-owned and faithful to their long-held family recipes. We're talking service that's never falling. You'll never get, "Hi, I'm Jennifer. I'll be your server tonight." Please. Jazz every night. Sizzling steaks. Luscious fish entrees. Yummy Italian specialties. And the world's greatest meatballs. Need I say more? Oh, I will. Value. Deliciousness. Italian family specialties. Friendly service. Columbo's. Yes! That little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's. Mangia.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with you here on the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the great, legendary, iconic acting legend and football great Fred Dreyer. I do the show on the weekends for you. So there's a new show on Fox. I wonder if you got a chance to see. It's called Pitch. And it's have you seen the show at all? You seem to know a little bit about it. We talked about it during the break.
Well, yeah, it's a girl.
It's a girl brought up from the minors into baseball, into the majors, joins the San Diego Padres, gets called up because one of their pitchers goes down with an injury, and their first game is against the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And she's wild.
She's throwing 61 miles an hour.
Well, it's that they cover that in the show because her dad was the one that was trying to make his son a baseball star, and all of a sudden she took the ball and just winged it past him, and he went, whoa, she's got quite an arm for a little kid.
68 miles an hour?
Well, he said you're not going to make it because of the physicalities and the differences between the male and the female, so you're going to have to learn something else, and he taught her
right away,
the screwball.
Go ahead.
Taught her the screwball. So she becomes a she knows how to throw the scroogey, and so she comes in there and she can't get a ball over the plate. She gets in the and all the little kids are holding signs up, "We're behind you," and all the women are all excited, and she gets blown out with walking two and three wild pitches, and the Dodgers are ahead 1-0, and she's just, "Get me out of here." And then her dad comes to her and says, "Just get, where's your glove?" And he's taking this ball, and then she's throwing the thing and throwing the ball as try to get in there, and she goes to the next game, and the catcher kind of comes, even though everybody on the team is sort of upset that there's a woman there except for this one guy that she played with in the minors, and the catcher's sort of making weird comments, but he says, "Look, don't do it for anybody here. Do it for you." And she goes over there, and she's playing
that,
the Giants.
That turns her around.
Yeah, he gave me a great speech, and she strikes out, and she wins the game like 4-3 or something. Mm-hmm. Then you flash back to when she's been pitching in the little leagues, and every time she gets to, "Hey, we won a championship," and he says, "Well, you have more work to do." That's what the father says. And then they win in high school. "We have more work to do." And then they win in college. "We have more work to do."
You're killing me.
And so it shows after they've won the high school championship or the college championship, they're driving in the truck, and he looks over at her when a semi smashes him, and she goes, "Dad, where are you?" He's flown out of the truck, and he's dead. So she's seeing visions of her father when she's been pitching. Creepy. Did you get a little creepiness on that, huh? A little twist on the show, you see?
I need an insulin shot after that story. I'm telling you what.
I'm watching all of these shows.
You're
but it has your friend Joe Buck in there, and he's in the broadcast booth for Fox calling the games, and John Smoltz is in there as well.
What are they talking? What's Smoltz
talking
about?
Well, Smoltz is saying, "I can't watch this because he's afraid she's going to walk everybody in," and then she turns it around and starts striking people out.
With a what? A screwball?
Well, she's got like some fastball.
Knuckleball.
The father has taught her the beauties of placement, and he also has taught her the screwball.
Where does she shower?
They haven't covered that yet. But
Come on.
But her girlfriend did meet with her and say, "Hey, you know, when you're in the locker room, do you get to see?" She says, "You mean so-and-so, Fred Dreyer?"
I think I figured that out.
Yeah,
after the game, they take her out on the left field line.
I don't know about that.
And dump Gatorade on her. And that's her shower.
No, that could be.
Her shower, I'm telling you.
So now the owner of the Padres wants to fire the manager because there's been fights in the clubhouse and locker room and stuff over it. And so that's where we left the first episode. I think it's a good 1 or 2 episode TV show. I don't know how they're going to last this thing for all year.
Well, what's the point of the show?
I haven't figured that out
yet. Well, then neither has a writer. What do you think? What's the purpose?
See, this is the great thing about you, because not only are you a sports legend, you've done show business for equally many more years.
How are they going to explain the reason that we decided to let this girl pitch? Is it a bet that she...
No, she won all these championships, and when she won the championship, she was scouted.
So,
that's what when the night that her father
so they
died,
need
the
her.
Padres scouted her and said, "Hey, blah, blah, blah." And she goes, "Hey, we're getting to the minor majors. We're getting on the Padres." And he goes, "Minor leagues." The father says, "We have more work to do." And then as he looks at her, whammo, gets hit by a truck, and he's wiped out. It was kind of sad.
Well, why was he hit by a truck?
Because he took his eyes off the road and was looking at his daughter when he was talking to her, and this car blindsided him.
Brother.
It's a sad thing.
This is really desperate.
And she keeps seeing him in the stands. And when she was throwing the ball at him when he said, "Get your glove," she actually took it upon herself to go to the field and just work herself out of her funk that she couldn't get the pitches over the plate. It's pretty good. You might want to watch the show now that I've explained it. I'm sure our entire radio audience is going crazy.
You know the chances of me ever watching this are?
You have that new TV.
I could wind up on Saturn before I watch that show.
You could set not your DVR, but you could set your VCR, which I know you still have, and record this on VHS.
Sony, the original Sony VCR. It's the size.
I think it's a Magnavox or is it
size
Sony?
Of a carry-on suitcase.
You still got some highlights and stuff on there? You got tapes?
Yes, I do.
When you recorded back in the day, because I don't think you do it now, what did you record?
Three-quarter inch cassettes.
It was not three-quarter inch. That's a half-inch or quarter-inch.
Well, they have one-inch, three-quarter.
Well, of course. You're in the show biz. That's right. But this is the regular home unit that we used to have 20, 30 years ago. And yours is in tip-top shape and still working.
My daughter at 2, I tell her, "Why don't you put on some cartoons?" And she'd go over there and...
grab a tape, right?
She would grab a tape, and she knew exactly how to put that thing in the machine and
That's
turn
good.
It on, and she knew everything, too.
At 2 years of age.
That's right.
So that was smart. That was a good thing.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know that. It's amazing that these kids can watch you do something once, and then they know how to do it.
And they do it even more so
now. And that's
now.
Probably what happened to that girl. She probably watched TV, pitching.
Right.
And you learn how she watched Fernando Valenzuela throw his screwball.
Well, I learned how to throw the screwball from the show because the guy bought, the father, bought a bushel basket full of, she said, peaches? He says, no, nectarines. And he says, and they're semi-ripe. And he says, here's how you throw it. He said, and he made a circle with his fingers, you know, like you're doing a zero and going, yeah, okay, but you leave it open. And then you come across with your two fingers and you don't, he doesn't want to see any indentation into the peach or the nectarine when you throw it. So you throw it without squeezing it down on it. And he says, when you master that, then we'll throw it with the regular ball. So now I want to go out and start trying to see if I can throw this
screwball. Well, after we get off the air, let's go down and get a couple of baskets of peaches and stuff.
And can we go out here in the parking lot?
Why not? Gosh, it's such a great day.
By the way, we do this show live on Wednesdays, and if you're listening to the live show, Mr. Dreyer will be on with the great one, Mark Levin.
Oh, yeah. Today at 5:30 Pacific time.
Right after the show, 5:30 Pacific time on Wednesday.
We'll be talking to various things, probably about this new television show.
Probably you should mention this. And Tim Tebow, football legend.
I don't want to hear anything about Tim Tebow.
Hit the a home run on the first pitch
off of a 9-year-old. Yeah, this was this
Was that with
phenom,
a 9-year-old?
A 9-year-old phenom. From the Mets,
first pitch, he cranks this thing.
Brother.
Was a 91 mile an hour fastball over the left center field wall for a home run.
Was it a single A?
Single A. It was after circling the bases, he was greeted by the instructional league teammates.
The police department.
They poured out of.
He was in the instructional league. That's single A. That's when you're at the very bottom when they're instructing you how to, put your uniform on.
It was this was just great that he was there and he did this. And the log, the pitch came off John Klichowski, who was drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals in the 11th round. And he's 6 feet five. That's about how tall you are, aren't you? About 6'5"?
I'm way taller than that. But what's that got to do with that? He served up a gopher ball to this kid?
Well, Tebow was able to take advantage of it and cranked it. Out of the ballpark.
But do you know the difference between instructional league pitching and major league pitching?
Well, yeah, but it's getting watered down so much. There's so many new teams coming on that, what the
Here's
heck?
What I'm doing.
Here's what I'm doing. Help us out.
I'm getting him on an airplane.
Yeah.
And I'm taking him to Chicago.
You are? And Tebow?
That's right. And he can wear whatever he wants to wear, shorts, baggy pants.
Okay.
A suit. I don't care what he wears. And we're going to get Aroldis Chapman loosened up. And if he gets around on that pitch,
I'll seriously
consider buying him lunch and then take him to the airport. But if he's not hitting Aroldis Chapman, what's he doing in the majors?
Well, it's 91 miles an hour, this one here. This guy threw it up there.
That's what they said the pitch was?
It was 91 miles per hour.
Right over the plate.
Yeah, but possibly it was. Didn't say where it was on the plate.
That's where it has to be. It has to be over the plate. To square it up like that.
Pete Rose is trying to get eligibility restored for him into the Hall of Fame. I think Pete should be in the Hall of Fame. There's too much that's gone down the
wayside. Yeah, enough already. Let's move on.
Right?
I mean, Pete's stuck sitting in the hallway over there at the Fountain Blue Hotel.
You and I were looking at stats at lunch the other day, and it seems like if you've got enough home runs and RBIs, that kind of helps you get into the Hall of Fame, right? And hits. And also, this guy, one of the all-time hit leaders. I think he is the all-time hit leader.
4,300 hits?
Unbelievable.
4,158 or something? What was it?
So the Hall of Fame has changed their bylaws 2 years after he was banished from making it into the Hall of Fame. And so he said Bart Giamatti's intention wasn't to keep him out at the time. It was just a settlement that was reached by baseball. So he's thinking maybe I can get back on the ballot and get in.
An untimely death. When Bart went down, his hopes went with him because the new commissioner of baseball came in and said,
"Nope,
that's it. You're not getting anywhere." And look at everything that's happened. Look at how culpable Major League Baseball is on this PED steroid thing.
Yep,
they're so guilty on this.
Yeah, but they're taking it out on Pete. Rob Manfred is the new commissioner. He was at the Dodger game for Vinny. He was showed up there, and that was great. And he denied Pete Rose's reinstatement in December, and he said this has now opened the door for the new argument, according to Pete. He wants to see if
this is the last frontier so the league can hold on to their morality.
Right, exactly.
This is a desperate, a a desperation move to let people know that the league is really still moral, and they're not.
Yeah, it's like some of the, it's a big, you know, Major League Baseball, the NFL, those are big brand names. And we'll get into some football news when we come back, I think.
Yeah, I want to talk about this concussion thing. This UCLA kid hit this Stanford receiver, and now everybody's trying to figure out what to do about it.
All right, we'll have a little bit from Fred Dreyer on that. Don't forget, you can follow Fred Dreyer. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, FRED_DRYER. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And you can email him at Fred Dreyer, Dreyer, at CRNTalk.com. Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old. It's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program, early morning radio, and I guess it is radio, although it's radio on TV because this is CRN Digital Talk. You can find out what's going on in the world. We talk about the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that people are talking about. We have an interesting way of looking at the news and having a little fun with the issues. So if you want to have some fun, learn a few things, and get up on the right side of the world, Doug Steffen's Good Day Program, weekday mornings, 2 to 7 a.m. on CRN Digital Talk.
We're back on the weekend edition of the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the legendary Fred Dreyer, the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game, the all-pro defensive end, the legend, the icon, Fred Dreyer.
You know, I'm looking at the newspaper here. I'm looking at the Santa Anita Park autumn schedule.
That's the horse racing park in
Breeders'
Southern California,
Cup. The Breeders' Cup.
Breeders' Cup.
And I went out there once for the Breeders' Cup. I was playing for the Rams.
Really? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Robert Curlin, our team physician.
Dr. Bob Curlin.
Big horse guy. He loved jockeys. He told me that he told me some great stories about jockeys and about feats of strength and endurance. You know, I knew Bill Shoemaker a little bit, you know,
right,
before he got his car wreck, you know. And he's passed, you know, since then. But it's always interesting to me, that horse world, how much fun it is, how exciting it is to be out there amongst those horses and watch
it
go.
It is kind of fun.
It's great. It's really great to see those animals run the way they do.
You enjoyed. Have you been to the races since that time?
Yes, several times, but not recently. You know,
it'd be fun to go out there, and you have a little lunch or something there. And
no, it's timeless.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like there, relaxful. Yeah, it's relaxing.
You know, you go out and you have a great day, and you make a bet when you want to make a bet, and you know, and then.
I never won.
I always do this. I always go down to the rail.
And watch the race from the rail?
Yeah, watch the race from the rail. But at some point in time during the day, the first
you'll
race,
go to the rail.
The first race and, you know, the eighth race, the tenth race, whatever it might be. And during that period of time, I go down and I yell out as hard as I can, "Come on, Beetlebum."
Come on, Beetlebum?
Yeah, Beetlebum.
Beetlebum.
Yeah.
And why do you do that?
Because it's what you do.
You shout it as the horses go by.
You do that at racetracks, you know. Come on, Beetlebum! You get
really?
It?
Really? Okay.
No, you don't get it.
I don't
get it. You're so out of it. Look, you know, this head injuries, there's an article here about the about what happened last week at the Rose Bowl in a football game between UCLA, the home team, and the visiting Stanford Cardinal. One of their receivers, Francis Owusu, O-W-U-S-U, was hit helmet to helmet. He was a receiver. And the defensive back, Tahan Goodman, hit him pretty good, helmet to helmet. And I saw it.
Wow.
And I saw it. It was you know, and it wasn't an unusual hit. It's part of the everyday accepted pattern of hits that have been allowed because, as I've always said, and I continue to say it, the high school, college, and professional ranks of football do not teach how to tackle in the open field. They don't know how to engage the ball carrier, and this is getting to an epidemic proportion. And so you've got what I've called, and I'm the one that coined it. I'm going to take credit for it because it's now being talked about. When you start mentioning rules and regulations, and start changing the rules of behavior without correcting the problem. They're now going to now say the defenders cannot do certain things. They can't lead with their face mask, which you are supposed to do, and they're going to outlaw any behavior. This is what's going to happen, my prediction. They're going to outlaw any behavior that has anything to do with the use of the helmet. Now, if in fact that is the case, you might as well take the helmet off and put flags on them, and play flag football. Play it at lunchtime, you know, so we can have while we're taking a break from our hard day's work, we can go out and watch you guys play flag football, because the sport's over. If you don't go through there and realize what the problem is and fix it, none of these rules and regulations mean anything. It's just more interference that makes the game too complicated to play. And what's happened now is you're scaring away, and this was my speech I gave a year ago in Torrance to an awards luncheon where your kids at various ages and playing various sports, baseball, basketball, and certainly football. But I gave my speech around what is the involvement of the parents at every level, not the professional level, but at every level of peewee football, junior football, high school football.
Right.
What is the degree of influence that the parents have? And they don't have any influence at all, because they don't know what to ask for. They don't know what's wrong, and nobody does. So they don't know how to teach their kids how to use their equipment and how to tackle and engage the ball carrier and bring him to the ground. And so this issue is happening every week across the country, and it's a shame.
Lack of instruction.
Because it is simply a lack of not following through and bringing forth the standards of tackling in the sport, which is the life's blood of the sport. And you're going to watch this thing unravel the whole sport. And nobody, you know, it's like, I made an analogy, it was a stupid analogy, but it's like people on board the Titanic, when someone said, hey, listen, we're taking on water. You know, we should make a rule that we don't want to take on water. Okay, here's the rule. We passed it. Now go up and tell the captain we do not want to take on water. And then the captain says, well, that's a good idea. I'll agree to that. In the meantime, the ship's sinking. And that's what's going on here with this. In the meantime, kids are being pounded. Kids are being hurt. They don't know how to use their helmet. They have a face mask. If you hold your head up, straight up.
Right.
Bring your chin up.
Yes.
That face mask is used to engage the ball carrier. You're not gonna hurt the ball carrier by engaging with your face mask.
Yeah.
But you will if you lower your head, and by doing so, you loosen the strap muscles on your neck.
Oh boy!
And that's where you break your neck. And I can give you a song and dance about all the injuries I've seen, permanent and partial, about people not tackling correctly, and that very fact is being glossed over. Because the people running the show, the bureaucrats, the government officials running the show, do not know what the hell they're doing.
That's pretty interesting. There was that whole conference we had the doctor on last week talking about head injuries and football and that sort of thing. And it's a huge deal now. And the NFL has first ignored it, tried to sweep it under the rugs. Now they're kind of facing it, but there's still nothing being done about it.
It's amazing. You go to the experts in professional football and people who are playing – and you get to see in film after film after film,
yep.
You get to see it done right, and you get to see it done wrong. And when somebody gets hurt because it's done wrong, they don't understand. They don't put the two and two together. They don't teach tackling. They don't know how to engage the ball carrier and bring him to the ground. And as long as that remains, you're going to have a massive problem. It's going to grow, and you're going to lose. And I'll tell you something. As I said in my speech to these kids today, right now, I would not allow my son
to play
contact football.
And this starts, you're saying, this should be starting at the young ages when they first start going out to play football. It should be taught, tackling should be taught the right way from the beginning.
Yes, and you do that.
Yeah.
And you do that by taking the helmets off of them. And because tackling is a posture, it's a positioning. And if you do it right, you'll feel it. It's like hitting a baseball. Gee, I didn't even feel that. It went over the fence. Well, that's because it hit the sweet spot and you did it correctly. So if you do it correctly, you'll know it. And you'll get a habit of a body mechanics. You'll get a feel for repeating that mechanic all the time. And then you put your helmet on and then you strap it up and you understand what the muscles on your neck are for, and you understand what the face mask is for, and you understand that there's certain parts of the helmet that you never ever use. You never expose the top, the crown of the helmet.
The top or the crown of the helmet there, right?
The crown of the helmet.
The
top,
right at the very top.
The very crown. You don't do that. Because when you do that, when you use that crown, you are susceptible not only to punishing the ball carrier,
right,
the person that you're tackling, but you're now putting yourself in very serious jeopardy.
Wow.
So, this is an ongoing problem, and it's very frustrating for me to see this. And when
sad.
I see articles in newspapers like this, and you see players that are, you see players that are the victims of this. This guy, this receiver for Stanford, hopefully he's all right, certainly, but he'll carry the effects of that for longer than he thinks.
Oh, that's true. Sad notes in the news. Obviously, Miami Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez was killed in a boating accident, and they gathered to say goodbye. They canceled the Marlins game, and
We don't know anything about.
Still don't have facts and details on it yet. No.
Well, there's no alcohol and drugs. They
yes,
say.
That's true. We don't.
So
know.
So that's wonderful. However, there's three guys dead.
Yep.
And it's the only possible way. as if you're going way too fast.
That's when they said excessive speed may have been an issue, is what they said.
It may have been an issue.
And then, I don't know, maybe you met this guy. Did you ever meet Arnold Palmer, the legendary golfer? He has passed away.
Never met Arnold.
He died at his home in Pennsylvania. Details were unclear there, but he was a seven-time major championship winner and maybe one of the most beloved figures in the game of golf, don't you think?
Yeah, he was an ambassador. People loved him. Dwight Eisenhower loved him.
Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, always going back and forth.
That was a great era because they were gentlemen. And I loved his oil, his Pennzoil.
Yeah, he did those commercials. Gary Player were there. So there was Nicklaus, Gary Player, and Arnold Palmer always going around. A lot of other greats, too. But that was like the glory days of golf when he was playing,
Jack Nicklaus,
you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's really good stuff. Yeah. Were you a golfer? Did you ever take up golf? We've never talked
about this
before.
Earlier in my years, I played a lot.
Were you pretty good?
I played decently.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did.
You could do pretty well with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, what favorite iron that you've got there? Did you use your
wood? Here's what I did. I used to put in the back of my car, I had a Sunday bag, which was a little canvas bag.
Yes.
I had a 2-iron, a 7-iron, a putter, and a wedge.
A 2-iron, a 7-iron, a putter, and a wedge?
That's it.
And that's it?
A short bag.
So you would have that. I would do the same thing, too. Sometimes I go to those little par 3 courses and play.
Yeah,
and just have something like
a seven iron and a pitching wedge.
And a pitching wedge and a putter, and there you go.
Yeah, that's always good to do that.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to carry around a lot of junk with you, you know, the 2-iron will get you down any fairway.
The 2-iron?
Yeah.
You ever use your woods when you got on a big course? You got to crank?
Well, yeah. But, I mean, this is just, you know, the short bag.
Short bag for that.
You know, you don't want to lug around all that stuff.
Well, do you play now? What do you play now for your
No, I don't play now because of my my left and my right shoulder. It's been rehabbing for the last 4 or 5 years.
Really?
Yep. I've done nothing in the way of exercise.
That's smart. Get it back in shape.
Yeah. So I do a lot of stretching, and I walk. I don't jog. I don't do that stuff, but I do miss it on occasion. I like hitting golf balls. I do like hitting golf balls.
Could you do that now with your shoulder? No,
I could, but it would soon get
sore. It'd wear it down.
Yeah,
new muscles and
plus, it takes so damn much time, doesn't it?
It does. That's the thing about golf, and you have to kind of cleanse your brain so you just concentrate on golf. You can't think about other things, and that's a problem, I think.
Yeah,
you start thinking about the other stuff.
Indeed.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, is neighbor Paul going to come in here with us here? Final segment of the show.
I saw him hovering around the lobby in there.
He was trying. It's Good Neighbor Day today, so we might bring on Paul just because.
Don't we have some sort of, don't we have a cupcake we can give him?
I think we can try, see if we got something for him. Straight ahead here on the Sports Show from CRN.
Experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com. 310-873-4422.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
We're back on the sports show here from CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn, along with the stars of the show, the Sultan of Safeties, the All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend, Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. With us is our good friend, neighbor Paul. Neighbor?
Glad to be here with you, Fred. Been doing stuff around the house, so haven't been able to kind of look over at the fence lately, but good to see you.
Listen, I drove by the other day. And
Fred and Paul are neighbors.
That's why I call him neighbor Paul.
That's why he calls him neighbor Paul.
But I drove by the other day, and there's a brown, looks like a...
things happening in the neighborhood.
Labrador and a shepherd combo, dog sleeping on your driveway. Brilliant. Have you ever seen that dog around?
That would be my next door neighbors. That would be their dog.
You got a dog problem? Is that what's going on? The neighbor dog coming into your house?
It's laying in a driveway, which is right next to the street there.
Yeah. The old man. That's what we called him. The old man likes to walk the dog.
This is good neighbor day. You don't call your neighbor the old man, do you?
Well, he's an old man.
He's an old man.
Okay.
Everybody lives in the canyon's old.
That's good. So anyway, so his dog, is the dog on a leash or could it run out in the street and get injured?
The dog is often on a leash, but sometimes not.
Wow. So that bothered you, didn't it, Fred?
Yeah.
You have a soft spot.
Yeah. Well, a dog could run out in the middle of the street. You know, who knows?
Not so much
that
you care about people, you have a soft spot. It's right there in the
left shoulder. No, I hate people, but I love dogs. That's it. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, it's good. It's a soft spot for it.
Yeah. Well, that's good. But, so neighbor, you know, we were trying to flag you down earlier today to get you in on another segment.
Could you come in earlier next time?
I
know you're busy.
I will try to do that.
Time you show up, the show is over. If you want to
I'll
email,
just rake it some leaves.
But, no, don't email me. Don't email me.
Email Fred Dreyer. Fred Dreyer. F-R-E-D.
That's a D-mail.
D as in Dreyer. D-R-Y-E-R at crntalk.com. A D-mail. I like it, neighbor. Neighbor Paul comes up with that stuff. You can follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, and of course on Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Neighbor Paul, thank you for being with us.
Glad to be here.
It was a short stint. You had a short
very
stint.
Very short,
today.
But that's the way we like it.
Fred Dreyer, final thoughts from you, Fred?
No, listen, I'm heading down the hallway to talk to Mark Levin in about a half hour.
Yeah.
So tune in. We're going to talk about how screwed up everything is, and who knows what will happen.
And we'll see you next week. Have a good week, everybody.